Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Six.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. A Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News.
Texas floodwater rally disturbance. I'm Elliot Francis. Flooding in Texas has destroyed more than 500 homes and more rain could fall this weekend. Ellen Skye reports.
The water has destroyed at least 30 apartments at one complex in Granbury, southwest of Fort Worth. Grant Merriman is the maintenance director.
A lot of people are displaced, lost a lot of their contents. You know, the apartments can be fixed. That's not a problem. It's the people.
Governor Greg Abbott met with police and firefighters in Granbury. He says the flooding has cost the state and local governments $15 million so far. I'm Alan Skye.
Supporters at a rally for Donald Trump in San Jose, California Thursday night became the target of anti-Trump protesters. Ian Parsons was in that crowd.
The people who don't support him are really, they're not very, well, most of them are fine, but a lot of them that are here right now aren't very nice.
Trump earlier calling Hillary Clinton's foreign policy speech Thursday a hit job against him. I'm Elliot Francis. The floodwaters in Texas have left five soldiers dead after their transport vehicle flipped over Thursday. More from correspondent Reed Binion.
The latest victims of an onslaught of flooding in Texas, soldiers from Fort Hood, killed when their vehicle overturned at a low water crossing. Several were hospitalized, others were confirmed dead, and still others missing. Searchers braved a continuing flood warning, discovering more bodies hours later. The surging water that caused the tragedy, an indication of rivers and soil getting hit with more rain than they can absorb. Texas Governor Greg Abbott declaring a state of disaster in 31 counties.
We are seeing families and farms be destroyed by the rising water of the Brazos River, as well as the floods that are crisscrossing the entire area.
I'm Reed Binion.
House Speaker Paul Ryan says he'll be voting for Donald Trump this November. In a Twitter post Thursday, Ryan says despite differences, he and Trump, quote, have more common ground than disagreement. I'm Elliot Francis.
WMAL News at 5:02. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by ARS of Virginia. Metro's new normal starts tomorrow, and it's expected to last for at least the next 10 months, but it may also have a long-term impact on the way the D.C. region gets around.
This isn't the hard part. The hard part will be winning customers back once this is all over.
I'm afraid there will be a numbness that gets associated with this, and people will become somewhat numb to the disruptions and the workarounds.
Greater Washington Board of Trade President Jim Dinegar says commuters might get used to their new alternative and might never come back to Metro. But even more concerning, he says, is the effect this might have on tourism.
The concern associated with tourists and people coming into the district and the greater Washington region overall, yep, there's got to be some very strong messaging.
He says that messaging needs to emphasize improvement, not problems. Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The D.C. Department of Transportation is making some changes. They say will speed up the commute through Northwest Washington.
If you've ever sat at a red light for what felt like too long, that's about to change in Northwest D.C. District Department of Transportation Director Leif Dormsjoe.
We have a situation where the traffic signals haven't kept up with the demand.
Starting today, the latest phase of the district's plan to re-time traffic signals begins. It will mean new timing plans for close to 400 intersections.
We're primarily focused on bus transit times because we know that that's a really important piece of the whole transportation system.
The city wants to re-time all signals by 2017. Caroline Tucker on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Among the more than 200,000 convicted felons who got their voting rights back by executive order of Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe were several violent felons, including a few who are still in prison. That, according to the Washington Post, which reports that state officials attribute the error to flaws in the system that was used to identify felons in Virginia. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 17,839. The NASDAQ at 49.71. Sports, the Nats were idle. They're in Cincinnati tonight. The O's pound the Red Sox. NBA Finals. Game 1 goes to the Golden State Warriors. WNBA, the Mystics are in Chicago tonight. WMAL News Time 5:04. Up next, traffic and weather. Then it's Mornings on the Mall on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Are you considering replacing your heating and air conditioning system this spring? Now is the perfect time with ARS Rescue Router. Get up to $1,650 back when you purchase a select home comfort system from ARS. With our outstanding payment plan options, you could even have that new system for as low as $83 per month with approved credit. Make ARS Rescue Router your choice for new heating and cooling systems. Call 888-2424-ARS or visit arsofvirginia.com.
Call ARS and Rescue Router.
There's a huge difference between a hospital that treats kids and a children's hospital, like Inova Children's Hospital. It takes pediatric specialists with specific training working together, from our kids-only ER to caring for the tiniest, sickest babies in our Level 4 NICU, a bed in every room for mom or dad, to our Ronald McDonald House right on our Fairfax campus. Inova Children's Hospital, Northern Virginia's Children's Hospital.
5:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia Falls Church had problems on 66. This will be in the westbound direction, but all traffic is stopped. We have a vehicle that's rolled over, ended up on its side. It's just under the overpass at Lee Highway. So if you're coming westbound, again, nobody gets by. Take that exit 69, get off at North Sycamore Street, and then you can parallel 66 using Washington Boulevard beyond the crash, then rejoin. For eastbound 66, as you come off the Beltway, head through Falls Church, past Lee Highway, your travel lanes are open. So again, 66 west inside the Beltway for the shutdown. Around the Beltway, though, good. We're quiet. Virginia and Maryland Beltway without any troubles. Getting up to the Beltway, Interstate 95 northbound in Newington had the broken down, was along the right side. 395 quiet across the 14th Street Bridge. No early 270 troubles. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
More clouds and sunshine and warm for us here again today with scattered afternoon showers and storms. High about 83. 69 tonight. Chance for more showers and storms both Saturday and Sunday. I'm meteorologist Ken Boone from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 72 in Arlington, 70 in Waldorf, 72 degrees in Washington. A man is rescued from a river in Florida after treading water for 20 hours. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
WMAL. It's 5:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Good morning to you. Time to get up and get started, you know. You get through Friday, you can start your weekend. So, you know, get up and get at them. Time to go out and be somebody. Coming up at 7:05 this morning, former Congressman Tom Davis will join us. At 7:45, we're going to be joined by Ben Penrod. He is with something called Awesome Con. What is Awesome Con? Well, it's just awesome, and he'll tell us all about it. At 8:15, D.C. Councilmember Jack Evans, who also serves on the Metro Board as Metro tries to fix itself starting this weekend. And then at 8:35, Brett Baer from your Fox News channel. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
The lead story this morning on all news outlets, radio, television, wherever you get your news, should be described in this way. Anti-free speech thugs physically assaulted American citizens engaged in a peaceful political assembly last night outside a Donald Trump for President rally in San Jose. That's not how you'll hear it described. In fact, CNN's headline right now, get this, protesters take to the streets after Trump rally in San Jose. In fact, based on that headline, you would think that maybe these were Trump supporters who were protesting in the streets of San Jose. And take to the streets? What is this? The young romantic college revolutionaries in Les Miserables? I'm sorry. They weren't singing about liberty in San Jose last night. You know what they were doing? They were waving Mexican flags. They were jumping on cars. They were burning an American flag. They were chanting F Donald Trump. They were stealing Trump supporters' hats that say Make America Great Again and burning them on the sidewalk. Yeah, they're little arsonists, aren't they? Little thieves and little arsonists, and they're burning the idea that somebody in America wants to make America great again. They were chanting Donald Trump has to go. They were physically assaulting and pelting eggs at Trump supporters who were leaving the rally. And this is, it's like every several days we have this story. And every several days the media just reports on it in their benign way. And every several days, Bernie Sanders, Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, and leaders of the Democrats who are aligned with these brown shirts say nothing. Well, if you're a Republican, you might be interested in going to a campaign event for your candidate, for the person who has gotten your nomination. You may even be a diehard Trump supporter. And when Donald Trump comes to Virginia, and boy, oh boy, he will be coming to Virginia quite a bit over the next several months, you might be compelled to go to one of these gatherings. You may want to exercise your constitutional right to peaceful assembly and free political speech, and you're going to be confronted by this angry mob bent on keeping you from exercising those rights. So I want to know what you're going to do. Are you going to stay home? It's not worth the problems. It's not worth the hassle. And God knows I don't want to put myself into danger or my kids into danger. Are you going to let the mob win, or are you going to stand up to the mob? 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL. My instincts as a parent, Brian, and also as, you know, a bit of a wuss, my instincts are to stay home and watch life go by on television. But I got to tell you, and listen, I've made it very clear. Donald Trump was not my first choice. I think that I'm in the majority of Republicans, in fact, to say that Donald Trump was not my first choice. But he's won the nomination, and I support him, and I will vote for him. But I wasn't planning on going into any rallies. But guess what? This summer, if he's in Virginia, when my kids are in town, I will take my kids to see this. And I want them to see the violence. I want them to see exactly what's going on out there and the opponents of free speech and peaceful assembly that are represented by, yes, by Democrats who are opposed to Donald Trump. I want them to see it, and I will take them. This emboldens me. But what about you? What will you do? 888-630-WMAL.
I have a lot to say about this. There is nothing more important in this country than our right to peacefully assemble and to express ourselves, especially with political speech. It is one of the most treasured things that we have as Americans, to be able to get together and to express our ideas and express our opinions and to utilize our First Amendment rights. And even the Supreme Court has said that, you know, one of the most important kinds of speech is political speech. And what is happening here is that there are a group of thugs who are trying to intimidate people and stop them from engaging in that. They are trying to deny these people their constitutional rights to express themselves and to peacefully attend a rally where they want to express political ideas. There is nothing more American than that, and there's nothing more anti-American than trying to stop that. And this is what it is. It's intimidation tactics. Where is your Justice Department out there arresting these people for violating the civil rights of folks who want to go and peacefully assemble and hear Donald Trump speak? Mm-hmm. Where is the Justice Department? Where is Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders condemning this violence? And can you imagine the hue and cry in this country if we were to have a situation where some Trump people went out and harassed the Hillary and Bernie people? Oh my gosh, you would hear endless stories about it. You certainly would have a very different kind of coverage from the mainstream media about it. But if a few people want to show up at a Donald Trump thing and intimidate people and harass them, well, it's just, you know, they're just protesting. Well, they have the right to protest. They don't have a right to stop people from going in and out. They don't have the right to attack people who are going to a rally to engage in political free speech. It's outrageous.
Let's start. Bob and Alexandria, you're first up on WMAL. What's your response to the angry mob?
I don't know. I mean, don't judge me by my friend, but judge me by the character of my enemy. These people are validating everything Donald Trump has been saying. And follow the money. We need to follow the money, find out who's funding these thugs, and I know exactly where the fingerprints are going to be, because it's going to be the same communists that were in charge in the 1960s where our boys were in the field.
Yeah, and it's going to be also the same people, Bob, who funded the Occupy Wall Street protests, and they're the same people who occupied the protests outside the 2008 Republican National Convention. And I don't want to emphasize that. I don't think I can emphasize this enough. A lot of people think this is about Donald Trump. Let me tell you, friends, that they were down in Tampa, okay, protesting Mitt Romney 4 years ago. I remember it. And they were protesting John McCain. There was an FBI investigation and convicted two guys of a pipe bomb threat against police cars in Minneapolis in 2008 against cuddly little John McCain, who everybody loved. So don't make this about Trump. This is about the totalitarians who don't like any message other than their leftist dogma. Thornton in Woodbridge, you're on WMAL. What do you say, Thornton?
Good morning, Thornton.
Good morning. The right of peaceful assembly is as sacred as the right of free speech and the right to keep and bear arms and should be protected. And if law enforcement is not there to protect those rights, there's something awfully wrong. And if someone stole a hat from me that cost me good money to wear to in order to support my candidate, I would be indignant. And, you know, under tort law and under criminal law, you have the right to go back and to repossess what has been taken of yours.
Mm.
And I would say that they've committed crimes. If they're throwing eggs, if they're doing all those awful things, then they should be stopped.
Well,
yep, they should.
You know, it's more than just, I mean, stealing hats and burning the flag and all that.
If that's not enough.
That's bad enough. But, I mean, what is also going on there is, I mean, there is video that's being seen widely. It's on social media. You can see it. We'll put it up on our website, WMAO.com, of a woman being egged because she was a Trump supporter.
That's right.
I mean, it is painful to watch. There is another video out there of a Trump supporter who is bleeding from the head after interaction with the. I mean, it's violent. It's not just political protest and burning of some flags and stealing of some hats. It is actual physical assault.
We'll tell you exactly what the San Jose police said about this after the mob last night, and we want to continue hearing from you. What will you do when there's a Trump rally in your backyard? Are you going to be afraid of the mob? Are you going to say it's not worth it, or are you going to go out there and exercise your rights? We want to hear from you. 888-630-WMAL. It is 515 WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten. She's peaceably assembled in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Am I ever? Good morning. All right, let's go 66 through Falls Church. I'm going to take you in the westbound direction, heading out toward the Beltway, westbound, right at Lee Highway. That's where the car that rolled over, and I'm looking at a lot of debris that has been around the road, too, like such as glass and some of the car parts. Again, 66 westbound, right under 29 Lee Highway. They've had all traffic stopped. Initially, they said they were going to try to squeeze by to the right shoulder, but that could just be an intermittent release there. Eastbound lanes open as you come from the Beltway. It's westbound 66 again with the closure. Interstate 95 still very slow through Newington, where we've had the incident prior to the Beltway. That was along the right side. They were trying to get everything confined to the shoulder. And around the Beltway currently, no problems reported, Virginia and Maryland. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Variable clouds and scattered showers today, maybe even some thunderstorms today, mostly during the afternoon hours. High of 83 degrees, looking at about a 50% chance of rain. Tonight, scattered thunderstorms early and then fog developing late overnight, low 69. Here's your weekend forecast. Saturday, scattered thunderstorms developing in the afternoon, high of 85 degrees. And Sunday, showers and thunderstorms, maybe even severe thunderstorms Sunday, high in the mid-80s. Right now, 72 degrees in the nation's capital. And by the way, you know what? That was a whole lot of rain. Hang on. Monday, mostly sunny skies.
Yay.
No rain in the forecast on Monday. It's 72 degrees right now at 518.
Don't be one of those homeowners that turns their AC on the first hot day of spring only to find it's not working correctly. Schedule your annual AC system check now with McCarthy for only $59. Call 703-924-1650.
105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
That's the sound of protests last night. An angry mob, thugs. By the way, guess what they were? One group was chanting. They were waving Mexican flags. And get this, one of the people captured on video, we'll try to get this video up for you also, the mob of protesters with their Mexican flags chanting, "Make California Mexico again." Make California Mexico again was the chant, and I want to hear what your response is. Phil in Ashburn, you're on WMAL. Good morning, Phil.
Good morning, guys. Hey, I just want to say I'm a libertarian, Gary Johnson supporter, but every time I hear about these anti-Donald Trump supporters, I like Trump just a little bit more and more.
Yeah, you know.
And
I think you're right about that, Phil. I really do. I think that what's going on is this is having the impact around the country of actually making people like Donald Trump more, and they're irritated when they see the burning of the American flag. This has the reverse impact, but it is still an intimidating factor for people who want to go and attend such a rally, and that's what troubles me about it greatly.
You're absolutely right, and it gets me fired up. I'm a veteran, and when I see the American flag getting burned, that gets my blood boiling. You know, the First Amendment, it protects you from the government. It don't protect you from me. So don't let me catch anybody burning an American flag.
Phil, yeah. thanks for the call. And these guys, you know, waving the Mexican flag, burning the American flag, stealing people's hats and burning them, pelting them with eggs, jumping on their cars and vandalizing, throwing traffic cones at the police, also reported last night in San Jose. This will motivate people. A lot of them will be motivated just to show up and vote. They may not show up at the rallies. They might say, you know, I don't need that mess in my life. But duly noted, angry mob, duly noted, I'll be sure to vote. And you know what? I'll be sure to mention this when I'm standing on the side of the soccer field with the parents of my kids' friends. How about Ed in Clinton? Ed, you're on WMAL. What do you say?
Well, first I want to say good morning, and I enjoy your show every morning. I have the opportunity to listen.
Well, thank you.
Thank you, sir. We enjoy doing it.
Well, I have to agree with the previous caller. I'm not a Trump supporter in any way, shape, or form. But with that being said, every time I hear about some violence like this, I mean, it's insane. It's really insane. And my biggest fear is that, okay, what if there's another Trump rally, and people, after hearing about what happened in San Jose, actually start arming themselves in the event that someone decides, okay, I'm going to declare war on these individuals because they support somebody I don't like. And these guys retaliate. Now, how are they going to feel, okay, when the same violence they're enacting on people who are there peacefully trying to support their representative are being attacked, and then they retaliate?
Yeah, and all the headlines, Ed, you're absolutely right, and thank you for the call. I really do appreciate the kind words, too. All of the headlines will you know, they're always talking about violence in Trump rallies. Why is there so much violence in Trump rallies? Any incident of violence in Trump rallies has always been in response to violence from someone else, someone trying to silence Trump supporters or Trump himself. John in Linden, you're on WMAL. John, love your winery out there in Linden, by the way.
Yeah, well, if we have any rallies out here, don't forget, Virginia is an open carry state. And I don't often open carry because it's kind of foolish. But I will open carry, and they won't let me in or any of my friends in. We'll stand at the gates, and we'll even carry our fire extinguishers, too. And if you see anything burning or anything happening, well, we can defend ourselves.
Well, and do you worry, John, that that might escalate things even more?
Hmm?
Do you worry that that might escalate the situation even more?
Not really.
Do you feel like you have to do that, or you feel compelled to do that and provide security because the police aren't actually doing their jobs at these things?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And the media. And people don't realize that if you're going to carry, you have to be disciplined. Okay?
Of course.
Only when your life's in jeopardy, that's all it's there for. It's a tool. And that's the Second Amendment, is a tool that we use to keep our country safe. We've never been invaded because they're afraid. They will not come in. So then they come in covertly.
John, thanks for the call. And I appreciate it. And I understand where you're coming from. But as always, we just want to, unfortunately, we've reached the point where we have to reiterate on our station that we're not condoning any kind of violent reaction to this.
Of course not.
What we'd like is the police to do their jobs. And we'd really like Democrats, political leaders, to actually call these people the thugs that they are instead of the silence. Where is Hillary Clinton on this?
But I mean, I don't understand how the Justice Department can't find an interest in this.
Isn't this a hate crime?
This is a hate crime is what it is. And this is the most fundamental assault on the First Amendment you can possibly have.
Democrats are more interested in wearing hoodies on the floor of the House of Representatives and making their, you know, there's no race involved, so they don't care.
I have no confidence in this Justice Department. None.
More of your calls on this in a moment. It's 5:23.
If your computer is running slow, go to mycleanpc.com and get a free computer diagnosis. In minutes, you can activate mycleanpc software to clean out the junk that may be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with mycleanpc.com. That's mycleanpc.com.
Hi, I'm Carl Deichler, the CEO of Beachbody, and I'm here to tell you about an amazing new way you can start losing weight for free right now. You've probably seen our workout DVDs on TV like P90X, Insanity, and 21 Day Fix. We just launched a beta trial of our new digital video platform, Beachbody On Demand. So while we're testing out this new digital video service, I'm inviting you to use it for free for 30 days. That means you can lose 10 pounds, 20 pounds, even 30 pounds without paying a dime. Text the word trial to 303030, and you can do 30 days of P90X, Insanity, or any of over 400 workouts for free. Now here's the catch. In return, all I ask is you let us know what you think of the service so we can make Beachbody On Demand the best fitness and weight loss site ever created. Just text TRIAL to 303030 and get started for free right now. Again, text TRIAL to 303030.
Message and data rates may apply. Membership fees apply after 30-day free trial. Cancel anytime.
American homeowners have seen an average of an almost 15% increase in their home equity since 2004. Hi, I'm Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial, and this store of opportunity has created over $4.2 trillion in tappable home equity. What this means for you is that if you've tried to refinance to remove PMI or are looking to cash out some of your home's equity, the time to act is now. Fannie Mae guidelines have changed this year to allow you to take more cash out of your home than in the past. With interest rates hovering at near record lows, but expectations of rising this year, you can't afford to wait. We'll meet or beat any advertised special on this very station. Call one of our local, licensed, and ethical loan officers today before this door closes for good. Our phone number is 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221. And our website is cornerstonefirst.com.
NMLS ID 183265, consumeraccess.org.
525 now, WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Good Friday morning. And Virginia 66 westbound for the crash through Falls Church inside the Beltway. And I'm impressed with the crews here allowing traffic to get by on the right shoulder. And I know you're happy as well if you're heading westbound past Sycamore Street over toward Lee Highway. Had a Jeep that rolled over, ended up on its side, and a lot of debris scattered around the road too. But again, they're able to get that right shoulder by, so traffic is moving through, so you can go ahead and use that. I'm sure once they try to get that that vehicle righted, they'll have to close the lanes again. But right now you're moving eastbound as you leave the Beltway through Falls Church. No problems. Your lane's open there. Now for 95, we're good through Stafford, Triangle, and Dumfries. A little bit of volume into Woodbridge. A little bit of volume in Newington because of the earlier incident that was along the right side. Should be to the shoulder. And a quick note, if you're heading on 50, the John Hanson Highway outside of the Beltway and going east on 50, it's going to be after 7:04, right near Church Road for the crash with two lanes blocked. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
An approaching cold front will increase our chance for showers and storms here through the weekend. Mostly cloudy and warm today with scattered mainly afternoon and evening showers and storms. High 83. More showers and storms Saturday and Sunday. I'm meteorologist Ken Boone from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
72 degrees at 5:27. Talking about last night's angry mob protests, people pelted with eggs, protesters, mob punks waving Mexican flags, burning American flags, stealing people's Make America Great Again hats, burning them in the streets. Want to know what you're going to do when this happens in your neighborhood, as Donald Trump will be coming to the Washington metro area during this campaign. Patty in Bethesda, you're next up.
Hey, Patty, good morning.
Good morning. I believe that your previous caller who mentioned
Patty, yeah, you dropped off, yes. But you're back. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Yes, thank you. That your previous caller who mentioned retaliation is onto something. I honestly think that the opposition is looking for some type of lethal violence so that they can honestly say at that point, you know, these Trump supporters are actually insane and they are the violent ones. So this is a time for you know, restraint and self-control on the part of the Trump supporters. We are really in a critical time And this is going to be one hell of a hot summer.
It really is.
Yeah, well said.
And I think both of these conventions are going to be extremely, extremely interesting. And, I think it's going to make 1968 Chicago look like a Girl Scout camp.
It's 528 on WMAL.
Are you living with prostate enlargement? Do you pee more often than you used to? Do you wake up to go? Be honest. Is there a drop in your romantic life? Prostate problems don't go away on their own. So you need to call for a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate, the number one non-prescription formula for your prostate. The ingredients are natural. With Super Beta Prostate, you'll have less urges to urinate, less waking at night, and an improvement in your romantic life, guaranteed. Try it for free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-317-7853. Super Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same active ingredient in just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Stop running to the bathroom and call us now for your free bottle. Hurry, this free offer won't last. Just call 1-800-317-7853. That's 1-800-317-7853. 1-800-317-7853.
Hey everybody, it's Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group, where we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and just 0.5% commission at closing. People ask us all the time, why do you charge so little? We always ask, why are the others still charging so much? So far, we've saved our clients over $3 million in real estate commissions. So don't get burned by high real estate commissions this summer. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
Find out how much your home will rent for with a free rent price analysis from Renters Warehouse, the professional landlords of Rent Estate. Call 202-625-4370.
Coming up, it's National Donut Day. Need we say more? Here's the news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington.
A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 5:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Five soldiers from Fort Hood, Texas are dead after their troop carrier overturned during a training exercise. Four more soldiers still missing. Also in Texas, evacuations are underway in several suburban Houston neighborhoods because of rising floodwaters.
Up to the windows. The water's just all the way up to the windows. There's cars floating down the street. Our house getting flooded. I've lived there my whole life. I don't want our house to be ruined.
Many say it's the worst flooding they've ever seen, and more rain is expected this weekend in Southeast Texas. Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe mistakenly restored voting rights to some felons who should not have gotten them, the Washington Post reports. Those who were included in McAuliffe's executive order included a few violent felons, even some who are still in prison. Officials say the error has been corrected. More heat than light from speeches by Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump.
In response to Hillary Clinton's fiery foreign policy speech, Donald Trump blasted right back, accusing the former Secretary of State of delivering a political address that had little to do with world affairs. In her speech, Clinton said that Trump is so dangerous, he should not be allowed near the nation's nuclear codes.
Correspondent Jim Acosta. The man accused in three fatal shootings in Montgomery and Prince George's counties last month has been indicted for first-degree murder in two of the killings. 62-year-old Eulalio Tordil was indicted for the two deaths that occurred in Bethesda and Aspen Hill. He faces up to life in prison if convicted. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 17,839, the NASDAQ at 4,971. Sports, after a night off, the Nats look to extend their winning streak as they open a series in Cincinnati tonight. The O's beat the Red Sox again. NBA Game 1 of the finals goes to Golden State. WNBA, the Mystics take on Chicago tonight. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
The Novak team hits the home field to score big with energy savings. Carol and Bob set up for a hit with power bill savings. Bob readies a power strip to turn off items when not in use. Carol signals Bob to use an LED light bulb. Bob gives the nod. The energy-efficient LED is put into play. Oh, wait, there's a runner on the move, turning the power strip off. The Novec team has hit energy savings out of the park. Novec, your not-for-profit electric cooperative, providing winning ways to save.
The first annual A Choir Show, June 8th and 9th only at the D.C. Convention Center. Free to all government. A super training conference with thought leadership. Resources for all federal employees to create, manage, and run successful programs. Visionary keynotes, Gabby Giffords and Mark Kelly. Renowned authors at FCW Live. Tech enthusiasts, Happy Fed clinics, hundreds of expo solution providers, and more. Register now at AchoirShow.com. Training solutions start here. AchoirShow.com.
Ah, spring. A time when all of nature's creatures come to life. But wait, what's that? A pothole? And another? Don't wave the white flag just yet. For a suspension that rides as good as new, get tried and true shocks and struts from Monroe at your neighborhood Advance Auto Parts. And get them even faster when you order online and pick them up in store. Advance Auto Parts. Let's get you back to the garage. Also available at participating CarQuest Auto Parts. Some restrictions apply. See store for details.
Oh, to be young again. How many times a day do you say that to yourself? Well, Chamonix has extended their spring sale so you can restore your youth and take years off your face with Genucel stem cell therapy targeting eye puffiness and bags. Genucel by Chamonix uses apple plant stem cell technology, and it'll help reduce those bags in no time. And from Sherman Oaks says, I started using Genucel after hearing about it on the radio. Right away, I felt my skin tightening up. In fact, I don't have to wear concealer anymore. My normal routine is now just Genucel instead of layers of makeup. And Genucel works for men and women. And for a limited time, Chamonix is going to double your order absolutely free. 800-525-2720. Call 800-525-2720. When you call Chamonix right now, they're going to throw in their best-selling La Sance neck treatment absolutely free. Nothing works better for the sensitive skin on the neck area, and that's yours for free when you try Genucel today. 800-525-2720. 800-525-2720. Hurry, this sale won't be around long. 800-525-2720.
Have you put off planning for retirement? Let the retirement professor, Winter Troxell, teach you how to get back on track.
There's so many things going on in life that, yeah, one day we wake up and you're 55, 60, 65, and you want to know, okay, now what do I do with what I've been able to accumulate?
The retirement professor, now at a new time, Saturday afternoons at 2 o'clock on WMAL. Find more retirement lessons at retirementprofessorradio.com.
535 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Around the Beltway we go. Virginia, incident-free. Maryland, looks like we have a car on the outer loop. It was reported as broken down, but it's on the shoulder. It might be crowding that left lane. Outer loop as you come up to University Boulevard. Just starting to see some of those delays form, so do be very careful. On 270 southbound as you approach the exit for 109, unusually heavy. Nothing reported along the way, but keep alert again as you come south on 270 past 109. We'll take you Maryland on 50 outside of the Beltway heading eastbound at Church Road before you get to 301. Had a lane blocked there with the accident. And in Virginia, Falls Church, accident activity is going to be westbound inside the Beltway just after Sycamore Street. The right shoulder only gets by the overturned Jeep. Again, a lot of activity there, but they are allowing you to get through. Eastbound lanes of 66 open. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
An approaching cold front will increase our chance for showers and storms here through the weekend. Mostly cloudy and warm today with scattered mainly afternoon and evening showers and storms. High 83. More showers and storms Saturday and Sunday. I'm meteorologist Ken Boone from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 72 in Leesburg, 70 in Damascus, 72 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM and AM 630.
WMAL 537. WMAL, you're listening to Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry because you know how to get your day started the right way. 705 brings us Representative Tom Davis, former congressman of Virginia, figure out why they can't find a Republican to run against Jerry Connolly. Heck, I might do it. 745 brings us Ben Penrod, who runs Awesome Con. It's in town, along with a certain caped crusader and boy wonder from the 60s. We'll tell you about it. At 8:15, we'll talk to D.C. Councilmember Jack Evans, because there's plenty to talk to him about with Metro and the minimum wage. And then at 8:35, we'll round things up with Brett Baer of Fox News Channel. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
But when I see donuts, then my tummy sings. Jelly donuts, jelly donuts.
Ladies and gentlemen, I want you to brace for this. This is important and very vital news for people who are getting up and around this morning. I'm pleased to tell you that today is National Donut Day. That's right. They've been celebrating National Donut Day since 1938.
Donuts.
I mean, who among us doesn't like it? I mean, let me just say for the record, Larry, I think I stand behind no man in my appreciation of donuts. I have been a fan of the donut since I was a small boy. And in fact, much of my life is spent in search of what I consider to be the perfect donut. And I want to start off this morning by just saying to you, I want you to call us and tell us who has the best donut you have ever eaten. 1-888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. For me, that's very easy. When I grew up in Odessa, Texas, there was a place, and it's still there. I visited it recently when I was back in my hometown. Southern Made Donuts, downtown Odessa. Best donut I've ever had in my life, and I've searched far and wide, and I've sampled many a donut, and I have never had a donut that's better than that. Then there's the Donut Stop in Amarillo, Texas, which is one of my favorites. So those are two excellent donuts. So all what's right. your favorite donut? 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. I mean, is there any more perfect food than these fried doughy rings with all kinds of stuff that you put on top of them?
It's pretty awesome. Well, I don't know if you want to call it a food. It's not sustenance. I don't think you can live off donuts.
You can.
I didn't mean that as a challenge, Brian. I just said actually more of a recommendation. But you're right. They're fantastic, and they deserve a day. In fact, they deserve more than just one day.
Yep.
It is interesting to me that all of your donut memories and greatness comes from your home in Texas. I understand.
But you know what? I would consider other places. If they had good donuts, I would consider them, but I have never found donuts that were better than those.
All right, I got two for you here in Washington, D.C. First of all, the very first donut that I absolutely fell in love with, this is the thing, and this is why I was going to make the point. The reason that you love your donuts from Texas is because donuts are a homey food.
Yeah.
They bring you back to this memory place. They, you know, after church, you go and get the donuts, or maybe the donuts are lined up at church in the reception hall after the service, after Mass.
When I was going to the Crescent Park Baptist Church in Odessa, Texas, mm-hmm. I was the sound guy.
Yeah.
I would go up to the booth and run sound for the church service.
Does that mean you got the donuts early while everyone else?
I would sit up there and eat donuts during church.
There you go.
Because nobody could know. I was in the little sound booth. Yeah. I was eating my donuts.
So I actually like it's the big iconic donut shop in Los Angeles right outside LAX. And they've got the big sign that's shaped like a giant donut.
Oh, yeah. I've seen that.
They actually have very good donuts there. They do. So I remember that one. But we did this, I think it must have been last year or 2 years ago. We threw it out there and said, what are the best donuts here in Washington? And people recommended two places that I have checked out now, and I got to say, they are very good. Astro Donuts and Fried Chicken. Remember the guy who called in and said you got to try their donuts and fried chicken, just like waffles
so
and fried chicken?
So you did, right?
They're really good. Astro Donuts and Fried Chicken are very good. And also, recently, I've discovered Zombie Coffee and Donuts.
Yeah.
First of all, Zombie Coffee, really, really good coffee. I don't know if they got chicory in there or something, but Zombie Coffee and Donuts are very good. That's on 14th Street. So those are my two recommendations here in Washington.
I tried Duck Donuts, and that's they're pretty good.
Yeah,
but it's a gourmet donut. It's a very different donut. I mean, I'm looking, when I think donuts, I'm talking quantity. I want like a half a dozen or so, right? And they give you one, and it's about all you can handle over at Duck Donuts. But they're amazing. They got all kinds of weird stuff you can put on donuts. Well, to the phone lines we go. Enough of our yammering about it. Where's your favorite donut place? Jared and King George, start us off. You're on with Brian and Larry.
Hey, guys. My favorite is in Fredericksburg, Virginia. There's a place called Paul's Bakery. They've been around forever, and they're like, I mean, I've never been to a better donut shop.
Well, what makes them so special in your mind?
Honestly, their frosting is all homemade. So when they do chocolate frosting, my personal favorite is just a regular donut with chocolate frosting on it.
I know,
and it's this buttercream, it's phenomenal. And then if you do a cream filled. It's homemade buttercream. It's just phenomenal. Right. It can't be beaten. There's so much of it. It's like
So this is
it's
called
like a heart attack in a donut.
The heart attack in a donut. I doubt that they advertise it that way. It's called Paul's Bakery. It sounds like a mom and pop shop, yeah. Right, Timmy?
It is.
All right.
All right. As far as I know,
Jared
owns it, still works there.
So that's Jared and King George, and actually Timmy in Fredericksburg also saying Paul's Bakery in Fredericksburg.
Yeah.
So right off the bat, that's two votes for
that's
Paul's Bakery.
That's two votes. Yeah.
That's interesting.
How about Bill, who's calling in from the Pentagon, where they call them, what do they call them? Navy fat pills.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Now, what do you think there?
I think that Bridge in Carolina Beach, North Carolina, reminds me of the old Amy Joys who were up in Northeast Washington are no longer there.
Mm.
They're so fresh and so light, you'd think they could float without touching them.
Bill, it's funny. There is something about a fresh donut right out of the fryer that just cannot be beat compared to if they've been sitting around. That's why Krispy Kreme in concept made sense because, you know, they had that little conveyor belt thing going and they were making them fresh all the time. But they never really...
I know a lot of people love the Krispy Kreme.
The problem is they were so overhyped that once you went in, it's like, okay, it's fine. It's a donut. It's soft. What?
Yeah.
You like the Krispy Kreme?
If I can't find another option.
All right.
I mean, it's like fourth or fifth down the list for me. Well, listen, obviously, a lot of you want to weigh in on this. More of your calls straight ahead. It's 5:43 on WMAL.
Now for today's military news, brought to you by Geico Military. Wednesday, Defense Secretary Ash Carter told troops at Fort Huachuca in Arizona that the fort's premier training in electronic warfare, intelligence, and cyber make possible the central disciplines of the world's future in a joint force environment where, quote, we can do it all, unquote. Carter emphasized how the soldiers at the fort have a role in the campaign to counter ISIL. You can get the full story by visiting WMAL.com/todays.
Thanks for funnel cakes, Ferris wheels, and three-day weekends. For inventing the baseball cap, the home run, and the first high five. For everything American, GEICO would like to say thanks to the people who defend it. That's why GEICO has been proudly supporting our military and their families for over 75 years. It's our way of saying thanks.
See how much you could save on car insurance by switching to GEICO. For a quote, visit GEICO.com, call 1-800-MILITARY, or contact your local GEICO agent today.
Father's Day is right around the corner, and a Harry's limited edition shave set will make the perfect gift. It looks cool, it feels special, and it's something Dad will actually use. Hey, this is Brian Wilson, a very happy and satisfied Harry's customer. Harry gives me the best shave I've ever had. That's because of Harry's 5 German-crafted blades, flex hinge, and lubricating strip. The limited edition Father's Day shave set includes a matte black razor handle, a chrome razor stand, Harry's moisturizing foam gel, 3 of Harry's handcrafted blade cartridges, and a travel cover, all for $40. Plus, it comes in a sleek gift box with the option to add custom engraving and a personalized card. If you go to harrys.com right now, they will give you $5 off your first purchase if you use the promo code BWILSON. Don't wait. Free shipping for Father's Day ends on Friday, June 3rd. Supplies are limited, so act now. Enter code BWILSON at checkout to get $5 off. Get Dad something he'll actually use this Father's Day.
5:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
With the flashing lights, Falls Church, it's westbound 66. You're approaching a crash if you're heading westbound after Sycamore Street. It's come up the Lee Highway. Stay to the far right. They're allowing the right shoulder to get by the overturned Jeep. Eastbound lanes are open, so westbound you can get through. So it is working for you, but just a little extra time for you. Coming in from the west, outside of the Beltway, out of Gainesville, up through Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks, good. No problems on the Greenway, Toll Road, 95. We do have the volume, not through Stafford yet, knock on wood, but through Dale City into Woodbridge, briefly in Lorton, and around the Beltway, topside, outer loop as you go up to University Boulevard. Watch for that left lane crowded. Had a car that had spun out. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
More clouds and sunshine and warm for us here again today with scattered afternoon showers and storms. High about 83. 69 tonight. Chance for more showers and storms both Saturday and Sunday. I'm meteorologist Ken Boone from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
72 degrees at 5:47.
All right, it's National Donut Day. That's right, National Donut Day. It's all, by the way, it's also Flip Flop Friday. Did I mention that? flip-flop Friday. You
can There's a lot going on here.
You can wear your flip-flops to work. It's okay. Tell the boss I said it was all right.
That's Brian Wilson saying it's all right.
Flip-flop Friday. But it's also National Donut Day, and we're asking you, what's your favorite donut? And people have very strong opinions about their donuts. And let's start with, Tracy in Virginia. I have not tried these, but I've heard good things about them. Hello, Tracy. What's your favorite donut?
How are you doing?
Doing good.
This was back in the 50s when I lived in El Paso, and they were just a fantastic soft, sweet donut, and they were called Spud Nuts. And not only we ate them, but the owner would have us go out with things that looked like the old, you know, cigarette Tipperillo boxes, and go door to door selling
Spud Nuts. It's the dough is potato based.
Yeah, it's potato based. It was really good. You couldn't get a block without having to go back and fill up your box again. People just love those things.
That's right.
And I remember that from when I was like 10 years old.
All right, Tracy.
Fantastic.
Thank you. I want to get as many as I can in here. How about Tom in West Virginia? You're up next with Brian and Larry. Your favorite donut is?
Hey, first of all, I just want to say thank you to WMAL. Great station. I drive all day for a living, so it's great to hear you guys. I live in West Virginia, but I'm from New Jersey, so it's hard to find good pastries down here. But Crumpy's Donuts, Krumpes.
Yeah.
In Hagerstown, Maryland.
Huh.
They make them fresh every day. It's local to me. That's why I like it. But it's got this sort of hole-in-the-wall atmosphere.
Okay.
So
Crumpies.
Crumpies with a K.
Better be some dang good donuts to drive out to Hagerstown.
That may be worth the trip.
All right.
Yeah. All right. Let's see. How about, Callie in Sterling. You're on with Brian and Larry. Hello, Callie.
Hey, good morning, guys. So, finally, you know, with everything going on politically, finally something I got interested in. Donuts.
You're welcome.
I lived in Myrtle Beach for a while, and there's a place called Donut Man. That place was awesome. Each donut, similar to Dunkin' Donuts, but each donut had its own individual taste, and they had a huge variety. And I think the owner also had a place in Jersey, too.
Mm. All right. There's one I haven't heard of before.
Oh, everyone's keeping it. Let's bring it back into the district.
All right,
here.
Yeah.
Louise.
How about Louise? You're in Alexandria. You're up next.
Good morning, guys. Brian, you stole my thunder. First time from Texas, and Southern Maid was the first place I thought of.
There you go. I know. They're amazing. They truly are.
Here, I do like District Donut. They're on A Street across from the Marine Barracks, and they're excellent.
See now,
District Donuts. Yeah, I've heard about this.
First of all, that's brilliant marketing. You put your donut stop directly across from the Marine Barracks.
Yeah.
You know you're going to sell some donuts.
Yeah, or the police precinct, either one. Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. How about Larry in Beltsville? You're up next with Brian and Larry.
Yeah. I've got a place, Rollins Bakery, right here in Beltsville, Maryland.
Yeah, now what makes that so good?
I don't know. I have had friends ask me to bring them some of those donuts. I've had friends ask me, can you ask them, what do they put in their dough? How do they make the donuts? They taste so good, they're irresistible. It's very tough. When I buy somebody donuts, I always got to double up on it because I'm going to eat them just on my way home.
Yeah.
A dozen for me and a dozen for you.
That's right. And Larry, just for the record, what is your favorite donut?
Probably an apple cinnamon. I like apple-filled cinnamon donuts.
All right.
All right.
Good to know.
Roger, very quickly, Roger and Marshall has a more traditional offering. Hello, Roger. You're up next with Brian and Larry.
Actually, I think they misunderstood me on the phone, but I went to Corolla, North Carolina, and there's a place called Duck Donuts.
Duck Donuts. Right.
Duck Donuts. Yeah.
And,
gotcha.
And then I drove to a sushi place in Bristow, and right across the sushi restaurant, couldn't believe it. Duck Donuts.
Yep.
I was like, thank God.
I tried it. It's good stuff.
Roger. Well, happy National Donut Day to everybody out there. Brian, you're going to celebrate?
Yes, I'm going to celebrate today by getting... And by the way, a lot of the places that sell donuts, you can get a free donut.
There it is. All right. I might have to go to get some zombie coffee later today because I'm feeling a little zombie-like. Here's a man who I think it's safe to say has had his fair share of donuts.
He's had a donut or two in his day.
He is the EIB man, Rush.
Hey, there's a new study out there reveals shocking findings about scientists who interact with animal populations. Study was conducted by two wildlife biologists from Perth, Australia, Trish Fleming from Murdoch University and Bill Bateman of Curtin University. Now, these two examined research covering 331 species of Australian mammals. They categorized the studied animals into three groups, the good, the bad, and the ugly. And there's plenty of ugly to go around. And some are described as downright hideous. Even their names sound ugly. We're talking about creatures like the blobfish, the fangtooth fish, and the tree rat. In fact, of the 331 species, 45% are ugly. Now, here's where things get ugly. Fleming and Bateman discovered a bias against the ugly 45% of mammals, and they're passed over. Yep, ugly mammals get less attention from science than good-looking mammals. In fact, the two researchers say that entire populations of ugly mammals could be at risk of extinction because the ugly can't attract the same attention, funding, and protections as good-looking mammals. Scientists, supposedly the most objective and unbiased of our species, are in fact the most discriminatory. Their callous disregard for ugly mammals is so bad, it may result in the death of the ugly mammals. Ugly mammals do not have plastic surgeons. They can't hire lobbyists to tell the world that ugly lives matter. They're just ugly, and it's really sad.
General all-round good guy.
Rush, noon to 3, now on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
My good friends, if you own land, you know it's a true blessing, a blessing that comes with a great responsibility. And that's something my good friends at Mahindra Tractors understand. So Mahindra wants to help you be the best steward of the land you care for with workhorse tractors built to help you work smarter, not harder. Imagine how much faster you'll finish projects with a Mahindra tractor that can push more, that can pull more, and lift more than the other guys. And every single Mahindra tractor is backed by a 5-year powertrain warranty. Mahindra also wants to help take a load off your budget by giving you zero down, zero payments, zero interest till 2017. So I invite you to learn more about the world's number one selling tractor, Mahindra, at MahindraUSA.com.
Take advantage of rock-bottom prices and test drive a Mahindra today at Cecil's Tractors in Warrenton or visit Cecil'sTractors.com. That's Cecil'sTractors.com.
What keeps you up at night? Is it this?
And the market took a beating for the third straight day.
How about this?
Hey, Dad, I can't find a job. You cool if I crash here for a year or two?
Or maybe this.
Welcome back to work. Couldn't make that retirement money last, huh?
Whatever it is, isn't it time to wake up and put a plan in place for your retirement? Connect with the Mutual Fund Store and schedule a free portfolio review. Our advisors are here to help. We'll talk you through times of market uncertainty. We'll help you prepare for future financial situations. And we'll tell you what you need to save so you can retire and stay retired. With us in your corner, you'll have the plan you need to help reach your retirement goals. So now, what's left to keep you up at night? Oh, right, that. Visit MutualFundStore.com to schedule a free portfolio review today.
Hi, I'm Ken Greer at the Mutual Fund Store in the D.C. area. Call me at 800-822-1461 or visit MutualFundStore.com and let's talk about your financial goals today.
5:55, now WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, around the Beltway, Virginia, quiet. The Maryland Beltway, a little bit busy. Topside here, trying to get through Silver Spring on the outer loop as you head from College Park to 270. First at University Boulevard, had a car that had spun out on the left shoulder, and now one at Colesville Road reported as a crash. Coming in from the west, 66, no troubles to get you through Manassas into Centerville. In fact, the pace looks great continuing up to the Beltway. That's eastbound 66. Westbound 66, inside the Beltway through Falls Church. Looks like they're releasing all traffic now just past Sycamore Street where we had the overturned Jeep. So still had a little bit of activity. Eastbound seeing a little bit of volume. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
An approaching cold front will increase our chance for showers and storms here through the weekend. Mostly cloudy and warm today with scattered mainly afternoon and evening showers and storms. High 83. More showers and storms Saturday and Sunday. I'm meteorologist Ken Boone from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 72 degrees. Traffic and weather brought to you by MyCleanPC.com.
If your computer is running slow, go to MyCleanPC.com and get a free computer diagnosis. In minutes, you can activate MyCleanPC software to clean out the junk that may be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with MyCleanPC.com. That's MyCleanPC.com.
the Reds.
And that's two more runs.
Last season, they swept the Nats out of Cincinnati. Daniel Murphy.
Murphy gets his hands around that one.
The Nats return with a new bat and looking for revenge. Red Menace versus Red Hot. Connect. Nationals Reds. The series starts tonight at 6:30 on Messin 2.
Ain't baseball great?
Message and data rates may apply.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, text online to 67076. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU online degrees, text online to 67076. Again, that's O-N-L-I-N-E to 67076.
Listen Sunday at 1 p.m. for the Underwriter's Corner here on Washington's Mall, WMAL. Bill Parisi, host of the Underwriter's Corner, has been an underwriter at First Preference Mortgage for more than 20 years. Listen as Bill shares his years of experience and expertise, answering questions about refinancing and about purchasing a home. During the program, First Preference Mortgage will have loan officers available to assist you. These officers are real experts, standing by to offer friendly advice. And really, when was the last time you were able to get a real person on the phone to talk about your mortgage? The professionals at First Preference Mortgage have a wide variety of programs available for financing and obtaining a mortgage. Find out which one's right for you, or even how you can borrow extra money to do repairs and renovations before you move into a new home. The loan officers from First Preference will be available to answer your questions Sunday at 1 p.m. So listen for the Underwriter's Corner with your host, Bill Parisi, here on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Summertime is here, and you don't wish to waste time with cleaning your home. Let the experts take care of that for you. Molly Maid is offering 1986 rollback prices for the first two cleanings for WMAL listeners. Contact our Molly Maid friends in Fairfax, Loudoun, Prince William, Fauquier, and Stafford counties. Schedule a free in-home estimate. Visit WMAL.com/Molly Maid. Molly Maid, a clean you can trust.
Coming up on WMAL.
Well, in his rush to give voting rights to former felons, the governor of Virginia has accidentally given voting rights to murderers and sex offenders who are...
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.